something for the weekend on Saturday. I tell you what, we're lucky that Kim is on the phone and not here in studio with me, because I'd probably have to kidnap her to sort out my house. You're here from Assorted Affair, not Assorted Affair, but Assorted Affair on Instagram. Kim, very welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I kind of feel like I need a visual now, though. I'm worried. Is it really disorganised?
Well, I could send you a WhatsApp, but you'd probably judge me.
I'll be straight in the car.
Okay, yeah. Does that really give you anxiety now when you think about how somebody's house might be in disorder?
It does and it doesn't. You know, sometimes obviously we get plenty of people inquiring about booking us, and they go to the trouble of sending photos, and then obviously they don't follow up and book, which is fair enough. But sometimes there's just some jobs that we're like, I wonder if we just popped over to the house and just left a few bits on the doorstep with instructions.
Because I would say there are people out there who will do a clean up and a tidy up before you get there, because they're mortified.
100%. They're like, do you know what? You should have seen it yesterday. I actually did the tidy up. And we tell them all the time. It's part of, you know, the set email that we send to everyone. Don't touch anything, because we actually make a big mess, because we take absolutely everything out. So there's no point in cleaning up.
Well, you can't make an omelette without cracking an egg. Sure you can't.
No.
And that's the way it is. But come here to me. How did this business come about?
So myself and Lynn actually met on set of Home Rescue. I don't know if you've heard of the programme. It's a TV programme on RTE.
Of course, Roisin's been on the show many a time. And Pete,
And Pete the Builder, that's it. We were both the clutter busters. When we put our heads together, we came up with so many ideas. But luckily, Kim and Lynn had a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
And Assorted Affair came through by accident. We had probably about 100 names up till that point, but Sorted was the bit that kind of stuck out. We liked that kind of, you know, sound of like, right, that's sorted. It's a real Irish kind of saying as well.
You would go into the homes and you would basically declutter for them and get the house in order.
That wasn't just a case of you doing a job, working in telly.
That was the fact
that
you love organising.
That was something I loved doing. Yeah, I started doing it about 5 years ago completely by accident. I was covering for Alwyn and I had been pulled on set to a job in Tala. I'll never forget it. Didn't know what I was going in to do, but they were like, you'll love us, Kim. It's right up your street. And literally the rest is history. I landed on set the other day and the producer just said, okay, so can we book you for all of the jobs? Literally, I've nicknamed it my summer job ever since. But then kind of when myself and Lynn met on the last series, it just kind of became something serious. And we were like, God, we could really do this. But if we did this, we'd need a shop, because you'd need to have. And it just kind of spiraled from there. And we just put the heads down and went for it. And no regrets.
I blame Marie Kondo, first of all. She kind of got people talking about tidying up. And then Netflix. Sure, there's loads of shows on Netflix now.
The Home Edit.
The Home Edit. Now, I have to say now, those two irritate me. They're too
much. Everyone says that. They're a little bit too loud. They're very screamy. But you're listening, it's American television.
They go into homes that are already perfect to begin with. And you're kind of going, ah, would you
stop? Some of them are a bit ridiculous, yeah. I do like when they go into the real home, so, because they're really good. The last series, I actually preferred over the rest of them, because there was some proper homes in need that really needed some clever thinking. They use a brand called iDesign. They've lots of different products. So we actually use iDesign as well. And that's what our shop is stocked with. Just the basic items that get us through most jobs. We obviously have to purchase bits and bobs as well. But so we're kind of like the one-stop shop.
I'm a great one for buying boxes and buying storage and all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of actually getting things out of the house that you don't need.
Minimising down.
Where do you start? Okay, when you go into somebody's house, where do you start?
Say, for instance, right, I'm going to talk about a kitchen, because we were in a kitchen yesterday, so it's the one that comes to mind. But what we do is we literally take absolutely everything out, every press, every drawer, whatever we find. And we find some things, as you can imagine. But we take absolutely everything out and we group like for like items together. So you'd have all the glasses together, all the cups together, all the tupperware together, all the food together. We get rid of things that are out of date, that couldn't be reached or used because of where they were being stored.
Yep.
There's always a lot of waste, regardless of how good you are. So a lot of people would tend to have like a couple of cups in one press and then the good cups in another press. And and they might have the coffee espresso cups in another breath. So it's only when you take them all out and put them all together, you go, oh my God, I have 10 million lasagna dishes that I don't really need, but yeah, they came free with the doll meat. You know, you remember.
Oh, do you know what? In my
and
house,
you just thought you were getting a great bargain because it came with a dish, but yeah, then you end up at possibly 10 and sure, listen, there's not enough lasagnas.
But even in my house, Kim, when it comes to glasses, there's more glasses in my house than there is in Copperface Jack's, and I'm not joking about that.
Are they from Copperface Jack's?
Possibly. One or two, maybe. Yeah, but it's, I don't know how the stuff accumulates.
Yeah, you genuinely don't need that many. So when you kind of take them out and see them all together, so like, obviously it's easy for myself and Lynn. It's the two of us going in and we're tackling a project and we're also used to it. If you're going to do it yourself, what I would say is just tackle an area at a time or an item at a time. So it might be that you take all the tubware out from wherever it's been stored, put it all together, match up the lids. If it doesn't have a match, it needs to go. Or else you can reuse it. So we would tend to use lunchbox bases that don't have a lid anymore in drawers to separate out things. So for instance, if you've got that junk drawer, which is just a bit mental, use the lunchbox box that's no longer got a lid and pop batteries in there. You don't have to waste items and you don't also have to buy a load of products. That's not going to solve the problem. You need to downsize, you need to minimize. If you're a family of four, you don't need 20 glasses, you know, that kind of way. You literally need,
four.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you need four, maybe. If you go into, say, somewhere like IKEA and you buy a packet of glasses, they'll usually come in fours or sixes, you know, they don't come in 12s or 20s for that
reason. I know,
So
and the likelihood of you having 20 people over for a cup of tea on the one day at the one time,
it's, you know, it's for, there obviously are occasions and everyone will be going, well, I'd use that at Christmas or I'd use that at Christmas. We get that a lot, but they shouldn't be stored in the main kitchen or, you know, in the busy drawer that's used all the time. They should definitely be either up high in somewhere that's less accessible or in the attic or somewhere like that if you have the space. And if you don't have the space, then you really just need to be cutthroat and kind of just really downsize on what you have.
Is the person there with you, the homeowner there with you, or do they leave you to it and just trust what you're going to do?
It depends on the situation. So obviously there's a lot of people working from home at the moment, which was really working in our favour because they can pop in and out to us and any questions we have we'll ask them. There has been some instances where we've done it on WhatsApp. We recently did Pippa's playroom and what we were doing is she was gone off for the day for a few hours at a meeting and we had a couple of questions about items, so we just sent her a few pictures and we're like, are these keep or go, do the boys still use them, that kind of thing. It's ideal to have the client there, definitely, yes, at the start for the whole kind of this can go, that can stay, I love this, we use this all the time, because it's not one size fits all, you know, that kind of way.
My cupboard, for example, right, the bakery cupboard,
yes,
there's absolutely no point. I've never baked a bun or a cake in my life, and yet
you,
I have an entire cupboard full of
baking.
Stuff for baking.
Well, that was COVID's fault. I blame COVID for that.
The amount
of flour and banana bread mix that we have thrown in the bin from clients, it's sinful. It's impulse buying as well. So we can't recommend enough being able to see what you have in the press, or even at least trying to check before you go to the shops, because an awful lot of people will go, God, I don't think I have that, just because you haven't seen it. And then you turn around and all of a sudden you've got 20 tins of peas.
And it's such a waste of money as well, isn't it?
It's so wasteful.
You're literally throwing money down the drain, yep.
So having an organised kitchen, it isn't just an aesthetic thing, it's a practical thing. It makes life easier if you're a busy family and you're all trying to get out in the mornings. The little things like having the breakfast cereals all in the one place and near the bowls. The client we were with yesterday, the husband was working from home. He walked into the kitchen, he went over and made a coffee, he took his cup from one place, then he went over to the other side of the kitchen and grabbed the cereal, back to another point in the kitchen to grab a bowl. And we were watching him and we were like, we could definitely make that easier for you. So we did. So now it's coffee station, breakfast station, you know, lunchbox station, all those kind of things. They do make life easier in the long term.
I bet for you it is really hard to estimate how long it's going to take.
It's obviously a lot easier because there's two of us, myself and Lynn. What we do with clients is we get videos and pictures in advance before we kind of let them know. We'd usually do kind of half day projects or full day projects. The average kitchen would take a half day, which is about 4 hours, but that's two people, so it's one one full day's work, you know, that kind of way. And two people who do it all the time. So we look at a drawer or we look at a kitchen and we have the problem solved fairly quickly in our head. Whereas to someone who hasn't done it on the regular, yes, it's going to take a long time, which is why we suggest if you're going to do it yourself, not to tackle the whole project in one go, because number one, you'll run out of steam, you'll just get fed up and chuck it all back in again. Yeah. Either go press by press or item by item. So try the glasses, then the cups, then the Tupperware, then the baking, then maybe do even like 5 minutes while you're standing there cooking the dinner and just have a look through the spices and just check the dates on them. It's tiny little things, tiny manageable tasks is the better way to do it. Even if I tried to do it here, if I tried to pull my kitchen out and then before I knew it, it's time to get the girls from school, it's just a disaster. So small little manageable tasks is the way to do it if you're going to DIY it yourself.
Yeah. Would you now, when yourself and Lynn are going into houses, would there be a skip outside? Like, would it be that big?
Sometimes. Now we had a project where the client was getting her attic converted, or she is getting her attic converted. Now we don't actually physically go up to the attics, but what she did was she got everything down, which was hilarious. As you can imagine, her and her friend had great fun before we arrived. So everything came down, went into the kitchen / living room, and we helped her decide what needed to go. So there was a huge amount of, her son is a teenager now, it was a huge amount of baby clothes that she was hanging on to. Now a huge amount, like bags and bags and bags.
Oh, I can't believe you've just mentioned this. The baby clothes, literally at the weekend, I was doing this.
I can't
let them go.
This particular client was fairly positive she was done.
Okay.
Right, all the good stuff was donated to her local St. Vincent's charity shop. Geez, I think we did two big runs, like we filled two carts, and then there was a lot of soiled kind of, you know, those bibs and vests.
The
that
cheaper
were
things that aren't great, you're never
going to
use
pretty,
again.
So they just went to the local clothes bank. And then some older blankets and teddies. Dogs Trust love to receive teddies, towels, sheets, all those kind of things. Yeah, because they use them for the puppies and the dogs when they arrive,
well,
as bedding and comforters.
I can keep them in soft toys for the next 10 years.
There you go. And you know what? That really helps as well, even for children, when you're helping them kind of let go of items. Same with my children, explaining to them where the things are going. You know, whether it be children who don't have as many toys as you, or, you know, I'd show them a video of the dogs running around.
Yeah.
In the Dogs Trust, and before you knew it, we'd a bag of soft toys ready to go out the door. Obviously there are skip items, things that are broken or unusable, but where possible we try to pass it on and donate it.
Kim, question for you, how are people with letting things go? Like, are they open to letting things go, or do they sometimes resist?
There's always resistance, but it definitely helps having two lovely smiley strangers in your house to help. It does, because you'll tend to, say for instance, if you were to do it with a friend, you'd probably end up talking about that dress. That black dress that you wore to that wedding and met, you know, whoever, you'll probably get into a big conversation. So that could be 20 minutes talking about that dress.
Yeah.
Whereas with myself and Lynn, it's like, okay, is it stay or go? And then if they're having a moment, we'd usually count them in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they'd just give their instant reaction. Now, sometimes we do put things to the side and they're like, and I just think about that. And we're like, yeah, we'll come back to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it'll go to the side. But we do try and keep it fast and fun. And again, explain where items are going. So a lot of people struggle with passing on kind of maybe more expensive items that they've bought. So some people will go down the route of kind of reselling them. That's all well and good if you have the time and patience. It wouldn't be for me. But what we do is we would do regular trips to Lorraine Keane's amazing shop over in the Frascati Centre called Fashion Relief. It's amazing. Like, the first time we went, we couldn't believe it. Like, needless to say, we left with items. But it's been incredible to explain to the clients that it goes to this beautiful shop. I mean, it's like walking into a boutique. It's incredible.
It looks like Brian Thomas or something.
And these are secondhand clothes, aren't they? Yes, secondhand clothes, but like really nice, like well-loved items. Or, you know,
some of the stuff I have in the wardrobe. Do you remember when Coast, everybody was buying, if you went to a wedding or a christening, whatever, you bought a dress in Coast for like 250 quid.
But
and
you couldn't
wore
wear
once.
It again.
You wore it once and that was it. Or else
that's
it was a size 10. You could never get into it again.
That's it. Yeah. After I went into the shop for the first time, I went straight up to the attic. I had this bag of dresses that I was hanging on to, God only knows for whatever reason, because I was never getting back into them. But they were just lovely pieces. Yeah. And the minute I'd come back from that shop, I was like, now now I know where they can go. Because when we were in there the first time, there was two girls and they were going to their Trinity ball. And it was so cool. They were in there having a look, thrifting around the shop, and they found the two of the most amazing dresses, which needless to say, they were wearing with flats, which gave me all, I was so envious. I was like, we spent so many years of our lives killing ourselves in heels. And then here comes this generation who are just like, nah, not a hope, into the runners. So they're gorgeous, two beautiful designer dresses for like, you know, little or nothing. Again, being clever, I think this next generation are just way more savvy in that sense. They're more into kind of sustainability and kind of not so fast fashion.
We were terrible. And the money being spent on credit cards and everything.
Just to keep up with the Joneses, or you needed to have this bag or that bag. Yeah. And, you know, it's terrible. Whereas now, like, even around my friends, we're definitely getting better with even just going, right, well, I'm after getting this dress and I wore it to this wedding, so you should wear it to the next wedding. You know, that kind of way.
Exactly.
Like, I definitely think having a visual, whether it be children or adults that we're dealing with, of where this stuff can go. And we work with some other charities as well. So like ANU is another incredible charity. They help women who are in sticky situations with babies and may not have a lot. Yeah. So I currently have a black bag full of nappies from a client in the car. We're off to ANU now next week. And, you know, she was delighted to know that they would be passed on, you know, that kind of way.
Well,
so
that is brilliant. Yeah.
It definitely helps. It definitely helps that we're there to go, do you know what? You might tell a little story about another client and what they've done and where the stuff has gone, and it definitely helps. And plus, when they start to see the space being freed up, and obviously when it comes to the end results, when the project is done, it's like they've completely forgotten about those items that they donated, because they can now see all the beautiful things that they wanted to keep.
Do you know what? I could talk to you absolutely all day long, but I'm going to make a suggestion now, Kim.
Yes.
Would you come on and we'll do a mini series and we'll cover a different room or a different topic every couple of weeks and we'll get houses sorted right across
the country.
Let's
do it.
Okay, because I need to sort my own house, so I need the tips. So I'm kind of mixing work with home here.
From you. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, if anybody would like to book you in to go around and sort out their house, how can we contact you?
So you'll find us on Instagram, which is @a.sorted.affair, so AFFAIR, or you can email us at info@assortedaffair.ie, and we'd be happy to help or answer any questions that anyone has.
I bet your own house is immaculate, is it?
Everyone says that. Listen, myself and Lynn have 5 kids between us, 2 rather large male kids as well.
Right, yeah, with you, yeah.
And a full-time job, new business. So I wouldn't say it's at its best, but listen, because we have good systems in place, it does have the potential to get back into shape.
Yeah. My husband always says to me, you'll never see me clean the house as quickly as you will when I get a text saying that there's someone coming to visit in half an hour.
There you go.
It's like, quick.
It's brilliant. Let's do that.
And if anybody has any questions,
I was going to say,
tricky areas that they want to cover and they don't know where to start, let me know as well.
And we'll answer them then. Yeah.
Yeah. And our WhatsApp number 087-188-0008. Send them in to me today. And then the next time Kim is on, we can talk through them. Kim, you're a legend. Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem.
Cheers.
I'll see you soon.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.